Good morning. It's Coast 93.1. One of our favorite questions. Is it a red flag?
I keep on running through these red flags.
Is it a red flag?
Yeah.
And look, a lot of the time, it is.
Uh-huh.
Because if you're asking, there's something fishy.
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
But sometimes you're overthinking, or you're making a big deal out of something that doesn't need to be a big deal, or you're just wondering and your mind is getting the best of you.
Yeah.
So that could be the case here, or maybe it is a red flag. Mm-hmm. If your partner doesn't post you on social media, is that a red flag? Okay?
Yeah.
79COAST, 792-6278. Call or text us. Maybe you've been in this situation where, you know, that ended up being a predictor of the demise of a relationship because you went,
Like he or she's hiding you, or...
or just not
proud of you,
putting
or
putting you out there as like, this is my person.
Yeah.
Now, right before we opened the mics, I went onto my Instagram to see how often I post him, because I think people could be suspicious that I don't post him much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because he hates photos and he's the worst.
He does hate photos.
With photos.
And he is the worst with photos.
I can't tell you how many times I have had to take something down.
Yeah.
That he was fine with one day, and then the next day he goes, you need to take that down.
Yeah,
and I'm like, why?
Yeah.
You look great. No, I don't like it.
Right.
And then I was like, well, okay. I had the arguments,
yep.
And now I just go, all right.
You're right. I used to, because this question made me think too, I used to, when Jay and I first started dating, you know, your Facebook memories will pop up. I used to talk about Jay all the time. Post about him, talk about him, pictures of the two of us. I don't post Jay very often. On his birthday, I always make sure to like say something nice about him.
Sure.
And a picture of him and the kids if there's a good... but I post mainly, I don't know. I know I don't, but it's not a red flag for us. I think it just, it's relationship to relationship. I think at the beginning of relationship, if they're not, maybe that's a little off. You posted a lot about Tim when you first started.
Yes.
You know, like I think we all do. We're all very excited.
I just look back and on Instagram, not including stories, but a post. Now I posted this photo of him, but his head's not in it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What?
It's the one of him in the heels.
Oh, that's a great shot.
It was literally
amazing.
It was one of we were just goofing around, and I had to have this pair of heels, and he put them on when he was vacuuming, and then I was like, wait a minute, here's a Cosmo, put that in, and it ended up being a great picture.
It's an amazing picture,
but his head's not in it.
Right, right.
And let's see, there's another one, and it's just his hands.
See, you only post what you can get away with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Okay, hold on. The last time I posted my husband's face was... June 2023.
Oh,
it's almost a year ago.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but that also doesn't include stories.
No, but and it's also just not that. That's not a red flag. But I could see people go, "Wow, God, he never posts him. That's weird."
I can see that as well. Like, I think I just posted because when Jay opened the restaurant, like I posted about that. But if there's an event. Or let's be honest, if there's a picture of him and I look amazing, I'm posting it everywhere.
Well, that would be mine too.
Exactly.
But Jay doesn't really care.
Right. Jay could care less.
That would be a huge argument. Yeah.
Yeah. Jay could care less. I mean, let's be, that's what I post Jay. If I look good in the picture, we're posting it.
Now, this is a Jubal, which is a cool name, on our Facebook page makes a great point. She says, I'm very private, so I don't post a lot anyway.
Yeah.
So that's a great point. Is it a red flag if your partner doesn't post you on social? If they post a lot and you're not in it,
yep,
and you are okay being in it,
mm-hmm.
That's a red flag.
I wonder if it's more of a red flag for, like, what are they, millennials? I don't know who they are.
Oh, sure,
for 20-year, in that age group?
Yeah.
Like, for us, maybe we're not as obsessed with it, like, or focused on it. But I wonder if it's more so a red flag for people in their 20s.
Yeah.
Because they're so focused.
Right. Yeah, I mean...
It's an important part of their life.
And we're talking about things that last, like Instagram and Facebook, you know, posts.
Right.
Versus a Snapchat, if you just snap them, then you may like, oh my God, look at him. You know,
well,
and
for
then
3 seconds.
It goes away.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if they're not doing that either,
right,
then yeah. Ugh. Yeah. But again, I go back to if it bothers you, it doesn't matter if it counts as a red flag or not.
Yeah.
You should talk about it.
Right. And you should trust your gut, too. I think that's the other thing.
Right.
You know in your gut if there's an issue. You know right. in your gut if there's something wrong. You know in your gut if your partner's hiding something.
Right.
So if you're looking, there's a reason why you're looking.
Right.
You know, as crazy as I am, I'm not looking.
Right.
You know, because I just know.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you're paranoid, you should be.
Yeah.
No, that should not be the message.
Run for the hills.
Right.